welcome back. Let's sing a new song unto the Lord. I want to start out with Psalm 33, reading from the Amplified Bible translation. And this will be our framework for this series. Psalm 33, verse 3. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with a loud and joyful sound. For the word of the Lord is right and all his works done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all their hosts by the breath of his mouth. So we praise God. You know, worship is so important. Worship is so powerful. And sometimes we downplay worship. That's okay. This is not a pointing of the fingers. We're going to get back on our seats of authority. We're going to usher in and welcome in not just the King of Glory. That's one of his names. We want to see the Ancient of Days rise amongst us, rise in our midst. We are worshipers. We are the keepers of his glory. We are the keepers and watchmen and guardians in his house. We celebrate you today, Lord, in all that you're doing. You know, I mentioned a few episodes ago through prayer, Exodus chapter 2, where the Israelites were undergoing so much slavery in their captivity, in their captive nature, time, and season, that their lives, literally, their color sound scheme became dissident unto their Creator, Most High God, Yahweh. And scripture says that Yahweh heard their cries and pleas, and he answered them. He received them as prayers. And some translation says he acted swiftly. He knew he had to respond. I like how from Glory of Zion, the saying goes, the new song breaks the old cycle. There are some old structures in society, in the spirit realm that need to be broken. There are some old cycles within us. I believe that many of us are being revisited or will be revisited at some point in this year with some things that were fractured or broken in our lives. And if we're not careful, we're going to return back to those old cycles and patterns. But I declare over you today, yet begin singing the new song of the Lord. And that looks many ways. You see, right here in Psalm 33, the instructions actually zamar. That's the type of praise that was given. And that's praise primarily through instruments, but it also can be instruments accompanied with singing. There's also tehillas. Tehillas are the prophetic or spontaneous worship that comes from those Selah moments, those moments of pause, those moments of interfacing Holy Spirit with our spirit, of getting around the throne and also being in earth and bringing heaven into the earth. Those are tehillas. There are the halals or hallelujah, where that comes from. It is the showy and flashy, and I will boast in the Lord my God, as David did. We also see this from Paul. So there are, you know, scripture says this, I believe it also says it in Jeremiah. We're going to boast in God if we're going to boast. We're not going to boast in ourselves. So we lift up these new songs. You see, a new song is not necessarily something that you can think of or create or write yourself. That is one type of new song. But when scripture directs and says to sing a new song, it is something without our own volition, our own strength, our own might, but by the Spirit of God it comes. The winds blow. You know, I have to say this because it's so magnificent. The Spirit of God just blew into a meeting place that I was at recently. And I mean, the Spirit just came rushing in. You've heard this terminology before, but no, literally, I discerned in the Spirit that the Spirit was like in a human form, and the Spirit of God just rushed in and was running like a man. Whoa. And God was saying, I am among you. Because we were singing the halals, or the high praises of God. Now, we're going to talk about this in a couple of episodes later, depending on how it's mapped out and laid out. But we need to understand that worship is a warfare weapon. It is a spiritual warfare weapon. The high praises of God, the halals of God, are spiritual warfare battling tools. This is exactly what happened in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. It's exactly what happens when we lift up our voices as one and praise Most High God. It's exactly what happens as we see in Chronicles, and we also see in other Old Testament books where the temple was filled because all they could say is what we see later on in Revelation that they didn't even know about then, that we know now and can piece together. It was then, past history. It will be and is occurring now and has been occurring, the book of Revelation, because God's not in our time and we are supposed to be doing it now in the present. You see, that's what David ascertained. God loved him so much for many reasons, but David knew how to merge the past and the future into the present and have it all aligned and sanctified as one now. That is the tabernacle of David. That is the presence of God. It is practicing the presence of God. It is extending and bringing the essence and presence of God. Oh, that we would have this, that we would know this. Sing the new songs. Sing the new songs. Listen, it's not a 1-2 pony dog show trick. It's not a magical trick. It's not a formula or step by step. It's literally quiet ourselves. Let's not try to control things. Let's not try to do what has always been done. Operative word, new. It's new. It's new. It's new. You know, I love when God allows me sometimes, as I'm seeing and experiencing in the spirit realm and I'm seeing into the third heaven, God allows me to see angels. And sometimes the angels are, they're like, when they hear the sound of heaven and earth from people who are worshiping the sound of, to the sound and rhythm of the Lord God Almighty, they stop in their tracks and their attention is caught, and they say, we need that sound. And they begin to join in with that sound. So heaven is filled with the sound that is going on in earth. And don't just think that it's us, you all, but this is just one specific type of group of angels that are doing that. There's another type of angels that I have seen. And these angels actually are already in tuned with the sound and rhythm and beat of heaven. And when men and women on earth get into the spirit and ascend into that realm and hear and see the new song that they are playing, everybody's joining in as one around the throne. Let me go back to the first set and group of angels, because I forgot this one thing that's just so magnificent. When this set of angels hear the sound and the rhythm and the beat of heaven, and they pick that up in earth and bring it into heaven, They say, we need this sound, and it begins to flow, and it's ushered in to the King of Kings. So one set is waiting for the sons and daughters, because they're already playing, to get it in earth and to join in with them. Another set is watching and listening and waiting for the sons of God in earth to make a new song, to catch the sound, and they pick up the flow of the beat of the rhythm of that new song, and it's dispersed around heaven. I hope you're getting a picture. It's cyclical. It's in and out, in and out. Praise and worship is going to and from the throne, around the throne. It's a circle above the earth. Ascending and descending. Hey, that is what goes on. Now, that's just what God allowed me to see. I'm sure there are many more sets and types, and if we just stay tuned, he's going to show us so much more. I want to move on to another psalm, which is the final psalm. You're probably going to hear this psalm again because there's so much in this psalm. I want to read the entire chapter from the Passion Translation. It's Psalm 96. It's titled, The King of the World. Go ahead, sing your new song to the Lord. Let everyone in every language sing to him a new song. Don't stop. Keep on singing. Make his name famous. Tell everyone every day how wonderful he is. Give them the good news of our great Savior. Take the message of his glory and miracles to every nation. Oh, that's a word. That mandate has not yet ceased. That command has not yet ceased. Just because what's going on in the earth, I'm here to tell you today to exhort, encourage you, and to lift you up, that according to the word, that mandate from heaven, from God, has not lift its seal over us. Amen. Tell them about all the amazing things that he has done. For the Lord's greatness is beyond description, and he deserves all the praise that comes to him. There's that flow. There's that circle from the two sets of different angels. Hey, he is our King God, and it's right to be in holy awe of him, to be in awe of God. What do the elders see? What do the angels see? What do the creatures see and the beasts see that make them cry holy and worthy? We have to know. We've got to see this and bring the awe of God, the brilliance and magnificence, the majesty of God into the earth. It comes with singing the new song. Verse 5, other gods are absolutely worthless. For the Lord God is Creator God, who spread the splendor of the skies. Breathtaking brilliance and awe-inspiring majesty radiate from his shining presence. His stunning beauty overwhelms all who come before him. Surrender to the Lord Yahweh, all you nations and peoples. Surrender to him all your pride and strength. Confess that Yahweh alone deserves all the glory and honor. Bring an offering and come celebrate in his courts. Come worship the Lord God, wearing the splendor of holiness. Let everyone wait and wonder as they tremble in awe before him. Tell the nations plainly that Yahweh rules over all. And this is all through praise and worship. He is doing a great job, and nothing will disrupt him. I say it again. He is doing a great job, and nothing will disrupt him. For he treats everyone fair and square. Let the skies sing for joy. Now, this is Monday, and Monday is the day of atmosphere. We take dominion and authority over the atmosphere and the skies, and we decree and we tell you, sing with joy for your Creator, Lord God Yahweh. Let the earth join in the chorus. Let oceans thunder and fields echo this ecstatic praise until every swaying tree of every forest joins in. I declare it across the lands. Creation and earth praise the Lord your God. Hey, everything that is dead and out of season, according to times and seasons, we take dominion. We have dominion over times and seasons. We say the springtime has come. It's time for leaping and laughter and joy and movement and celebration and life to bloom. Glory. We say life, life, life blooming. We are ready. Lifting up their songs of joyous praise to him. For here he comes, the Lord God, and he's ready to judge the world. He will do what's right, and he can be trusted to always do what is fair. Listen, I pray you have been edified and exhorted by this, and you've been consoled. I pray that you have been instructed as well, and I pray you go forth in the new song, the new sound that breaks old cycles, old rhythms, old schemes, old structures, and pulls down strongholds. For the weapon of our warfare, they are mighty in God through the pulling down of strongholds. Praise him today, all creation. Blessings.